This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Italy have agreed to further develop the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, to strengthen trade, investment and supply chain resilience. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni, reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate on the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, recognizing its transformational potential in reshaping and promoting global trade, connectivity and prosperity. In a joint press conference with Prime Minister Modi in Rome, Italian Prime Minister Meloni described the IMEC as a major connectivity and economic corridor linking Europe, the West Asia and India, with the potential to strengthen trade, investment and supply chain resilience. Prime Minister Modi said Italy is renowned worldwide for design and precision, and India's identity is that of a powerhouse of scale, talent and affordable innovation.
हमने हमारी भावी साझेदारी को और सशक्त बनाने के लिए विस्तृत रूप से चर्चा की भारत इटली जॉइंट स्ट्रेटेजिक एक्शन प्लान 2025 टू 2029 हमारी साझेदारी को एक प्रैक्टिकल और फ्यूचरिस्टिक ढांचा प्रदान करता है हम इस पर समयबद्ध तरीके से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं हमारे साझा प्रयासों में द्विपक्षीय व्यापार के 20 बिलियन यूरो के लक्ष्य की ओर तेजी से बढ़ रहा है
The government today reassured that India has sufficient supplies of crude, petrol, diesel, natural gas and LPG, with refineries operating at optimum capacity to meet the demand. LPG production has been ramped up and every day around 46 to 47,000 tons of LPG are produced in refineries. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi on the West Asia situation, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that supply remains stable and steps have been taken to ensure availability across all petrol pumps. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today held a high-level security review meeting in New Delhi with field officers. During the meeting, it was noted that preliminary investigations into several recent fire incidents in trains have revealed the involvement of anti-social elements. The ministry said that such incidents has been taken up seriously and the Railway Protection Force is actively probing them. The discussions during the security review meeting focused on strengthening intelligence gathering mechanisms from the field through an improved reporting system. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India and the United States are working as natural partners and complement each other across sectors including technology innovation, high precision defense, digital data centers, quantum computing and medical devices. Addressing the annual leadership summit of the American Chamber of Commerce in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said the partnership between the two countries is strengthened by mutual trust and shared economic interest. The minister said that India provides a trusted framework for global companies and combines scale, talent and market opportunity. The fourth India-Africa Forum Summit, which was scheduled to be held from the 28th to 31st of May in New Delhi, has been postponed in view of the evolving health situation in parts of Africa. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that consultations were held between India, Chairperson of the African Union and the African Union Commission. Following consultations, the two sides agreed that it would be advisable to convene the fourth India-Africa Forum Summit at a later date. New dates for the summit and its associated meetings will be finalized through mutual consultations and communicated in due course. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar conducted the computerized draw for selection of yatris for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra 2026. The 2026 edition of the Yatra will commence in June and conclude in August. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that a total of 1,000 yatris have been selected through a fair computer-generated random gender-balanced selection process. The selected yatris will travel in 20 batches, each consisting of 50 yatris, through the Lipu Lake and Nathula passes. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a negative note after volatile trade today. The Sensex declined 135 points to close at 75,183, while the Nifty dipped marginally by 4 points to settle at 23,655. And that is the end of this news bulletin.